我们今天的晚上的那个有一点点小的改变，因为恒浪今天呢他不能参加这个会议。
So our brother Roy has joined us. He is going to translate for me for the first half of the meeting, and then he will be preaching for the second half of the meeting in Chinese without translation.
所以今天呢，就是说呢，我代替恒浪，首先呢就给那个哈尔德做翻译，然后下半部分呢，我是用中文讲道，所以不需要那个翻译。
So we're very happy to be able to carry on this evening. Continue to pray that the Lord will bless us all, including Long, who, among other things, has just got a worn out voice. So he needs our prayers so that he can continue to speak clearly.
今天呢，我们要祷告，祷告为所有的事情，所有的人祷告。我们要为我们今天的圣经学习祷告，尤其也要为何浪的嗓子祷告，因为他的嗓子呢用的太多了，所以就也要让他呢祷告尽快有嗓音恢复，能够很清晰的给大家服务。
I guess we're thankful that we're all able to be here tonight. We should be welcoming especially Eric Peterson, who's joining us from the Bahamas tonight. So it's late at night for him.
今天呢，我们也非常感恩有所有的人来加入这个圣经学习，特别是要感谢那个 Eric Peterson, 因为他现在是从巴哈马来加入这个会议的，现在巴哈马的时间呢是非常晚了。
So we're going to start out tonight with a word of prayer, and then we'll take our Bibles and see if we can learn something from the Lord from Scripture.
我们呢要开始呢祷告，祷告以后呢来看看我们从圣经里能够学到什么，主会教我们什么。
So let's pray together.
我们首先来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege again this evening of considering the truth of God and trying to understand it for our benefit.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们今天晚上有这样的荣幸再次来学习神的话，也让您呢让我们去能够去理解，然后我们可以从中受益。
Lord, we pray that each of us will come with a desire to learn what it is that you would speak to us.
主啊，我们祷告就是每一个人呢都来到这里有这样一个愿望，愿意去听您教导我们的事情。
If you were on the telephone, we probably would just give you a call this evening, but that's not the way it works.
所以主啊，如果您有一个电话呢，我们可能会今天晚上就直接跟您打电话了，但是呢情况是不是这样的。
Instead, the Spirit of God has been promised by you in order to teach us and to reveal the truths from the Bible to us.
那实际上呢您呢是神的圣灵呢，您呢也应许了我们，您那个通过神的圣灵呢来教导我们。
And since you have promised to speak, our prayer is that each of us will be keen to listen.
因为您应许呢，您会对我们说话，所以我们也祷告，我们每一个人呢，都要来听。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我们向您感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Well, as I've mentioned to you on many occasions, my objective in these meetings on Saturday nights is to try to explain to you what it is the Bible is saying to us.
因为你们大家也都知道，在很多次呢，我在今天晚上这样学习呢，我跟大家讲过，就是说呢，我每次都是试图要告诉你们圣经他想要教导我们一些什么。
And we have given many summary statements as to what the Bible says over the weeks, and tonight another summary statement.
因为我们其实在其他的一些会议里呢已经给出了一些总结，就是关于圣经是怎么说的，今天呢我们也要给出另外一些总结。
The message of the Bible is basically God saying to the people, why don't you come to me?
所以圣经要传递的信息呢就是神对人说，你为什么不来到我这里呢？
I would like you to come to me is what the message is.
所以呢神要我们都来到他那里，这就是圣经所要传递的信息。
And so tonight the theme is from the book of Luke, and the theme is, would you please come to my banquet? Come to the banquet is what the message is all about this evening.
所以呢今天晚上我们要讲的一个主题呢是从路加福音来的。路加福音里面要讲的这个它的主要的一个议题呢就是说呢你们要来到我的宴会里面。
In the Gospel of Luke, this theme is introduced and is amplified much in chapters 14, 15 and 16 of the book of Luke.
因为在路加福音里面这样的一个信息呢被不断的放大，是在第14章、第15章、第16章路加福音里面。
And in particular, in chapter 14, we get a major theme, on the subject, and, I'll just read some verses in chapter 14, that we can pick the theme up from.
就特别呢今天晚上呢我们要从路加福音里读几节经文，读几节经文呢把这样一个主要的主题呢看它是怎么样是这样去按照逻辑顺出来的。
So Luke chapter 14, we will start reading at verse, number, 16.
在路加福音第14章我们要从第16节开始读，如果大家有圣经。
It says, Then the Lord Jesus said unto this man, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready.
刚才呢，第16节说呢，耶稣对他说，有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。
There's the invitation to them, come to the banquet, and the parallel invitation is given to us. God has a banquet that he has prepared for us all.
这里面呢，就是有一个邀请，要求人呢，去那个参加宴席，同样呢，对于我们来说，我们所有的人来说，神呢，邀请我们所有的人都去参加一个宴席。
But the response of those invited to the banquet was not very good.
但是那些呢，被邀请去参加宴席的人呢，他们的反应呢，并不是那么好。
And so verse number 18 says, And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse.The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
所以他们的反应从第十八节开始。第十八节是众人一口同音的推辞。头一个说我买了一块地必须去看看，请你准我辞了。又一个说呢我买了5对牛要去试一试，请你准我辞了。第二节说呢又一个说我才娶了妻所以不能去。
So, a very disappointing situation. He invited many people to the banquet, but they didn't all come. As a matter of fact, most of them had an excuse for not coming.
这里呢就是有各种不样的情况，他们中间大多数呢都被邀请去参加宴席，但是他们大多数人都不想去，他们大多数人呢都不想去呢都有一个理由。
That is the sad story of the invitation of the Lord to the people in the world in his day when Jesus was alive and also today.
这里是一个非常的悲伤的时刻，就是说呢，就在主耶稣基督还在地球上活着的时候，他给所有的人的邀请如果大家都不来，这是一个很令人伤心的一个情景，同样呢也适合于我们今天这个世界。
When we examine the excuses that they made, we find that they areThey're only sort of so-so kind of excuses. They're not very good excuses.
当我们去仔细看一下他们所找的借口的时候呢，我们发现这些借口都是这样很一般一般的借口，并不是一个很有就是很有利的借口。
The first man said, I've bought a piece of ground and I've got to go and prove it. And he sort of answers to the people today who say, I want to expand my operation. I want to have enough money to pass on to my children. I've got things to do right now. I don't really have time for God and go to his banquet today.
这里第一个人讲的就是说我买了一块地必须去看看，请你准我辞了。这里呢我们把它应用到今天呢，基本上呢就是说呢，我们有些人呢他说呢我们要去赚更多的钱，我要存更多的钱财留给我的孩子们，留给我的后代，所以呢我现在要去忙我的事儿，所以我现在不能来参加神的宴会。
And the second man says, now, I've bought some oxen and I've got to work with them. I've got to prove them, make sure they know how to work properly. You have me excused. I would like to come, but I've got work to do. I've got more important things to do than go to your banquet.
第二个人说呢，我呢买了我的牛，我要去试一试，所以呢我就是说呢，我这些牛呢我要去拿去训练一下，我要适应一下，我要确保这些牛呢能工作，能这个更好的为我工作，所以呢我现在不能去参加神的宴席，是因为我有更重要的事情要做，就是训练我的牛。
Frankly, that's not a terribly complimentary thing to say to the invitationgiven by this great man who wanted them for supper. Certainly not a good response to give to the God of heaven who has invited you and me to his great banquet.
这个呢当然呢对一个人被邀请去参加宴会的这样一个人呢找出这样一个借口并不是一个很礼貌的回答，也不是一个很礼貌的借口。那么说呢，对你我来说，今天呢如果神邀请，在天上的神邀请我们去参加他的宴会的话，我们拒绝不去同样是一个悲伤的行为。
And the third man says, I would come, but I've married a wife and I can't come.
第三个人说呢我想去，本来想去，但是我娶了妻，所以现在我不想去了。
When I was a little boy, I used to hear this story, and I said to myself, why doesn't he just bring his wife with him?
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我就读到这个故事的时候呢，我说为什么你不带你的妻子跟你一起去参加宴席？
I believe that part of the problem was his wife wasn't really interested in coming.
所以呢后来我知道呢他的有可能他的妻子呢并没有兴趣去参加那个宴会。
I think there are many people in the world today who would come to Jesus, who would be happy to come to the banquet, but their family, their friends, maybe their husband or wife, but they say, no, I won't go with you, and consequently, they don't go either.
所以我认为当今世界呢其实有很多人呢他们想来到主耶稣基督这里，他们也想去参加神的宴会宴席，但是呢由于他们的家人的原因呢阻止他们去，或者说是他们的丈夫或者是他们的妻子阻止他们去参加的来到主耶稣基督这里，但是因为这样的原因呢最终他们自己呢也不来到主这里。
Was that the problem that Adam had?
这个是亚当所有的问题吗？
You remember that, Adam and Eve were in the garden and the serpent invited Eve to take the fruit and she took it and she gave it to Adam and Adam probably said, I shouldn't do this, but for Eve's sake, he did do it.
大家也都记得当时呢在伊甸园里那个古蛇呢邀请那个夏娃去吃那个禁果，然后那个夏娃不但吃了他还给那个亚当吃，我认为当时亚当说呢，我本来不应该吃这个禁果，但是因为夏娃给我吃的，所以我就吃了。
So there are three excuses, very similar to excuses used by people today for not responding to God's invitation when he says, I want you to come to the great banquet that I have prepared for you.
所以这里的三个借口呢，是通常是我们当今世界大都市人用的这样的借口，当神向他们发出邀请，说邀请他们来参加神的宴席的时候。
But the question, of course, is, if you come to the banquet, what do you get?
那问题呢，通常都是这样的，如果你真的去参加宴席呢，你能够得到什么呢？
And the many invitations in scripture, around the simple word come indicate some of the things, many of the things that you do get when you respond to the Lord Jesus and you say, yes, I would like to come to your banquet.
因为在圣经里呢，其实有很多地方呢，跟这个来这个词有关系的，就是说呢，如果你真的去来到那个神的那个宴席，当主耶稣基督呢邀请你来参加这个宴席，你说是的，我会去的。你去了以后呢，你可以得到的事情其实很多。
It's a picture according to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. The Lord says, come unto me, all you who labor, I will give you rest.
同样的呢，就是在马太福音11章28节里，主耶稣基督说呢，你们烦恼苦重担的人来到我这里，我会给你安息。
And frankly, I like going to a good banquet, not only because there's good food, but I don't have to cook it myself. I just rest. When I go to a banquet, I relax. And the Lord Jesus says, you come to me. I will give you rest.
因为坦率地说呢，我去参加宴席呢，不仅仅是因为我如果我到那个去参加宴席的时候，不用为自己煮饭的时候，我可以休息一下。我同样呢，不仅仅是因为我去喜欢宴席里的食物，同样呢，我喜欢我能够得到休息。所以主耶稣基督说呢，啊，你来，我给你安息。
Well, there are many other wonderful things that you receive, but when you get to the last part of the Bible, chapter 22 of Revelation, you see the invitation, come, 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 several times.
所以呢，当然呢，你可以有很多的，你如果去参加神的宴席，能够得到很多的东西，特别是讲到呢，我们在启示录的最后一节，也圣经的结尾里面有很多地方都讲到过，来来来来。
We get to come to his great city and enjoy the blessings of his city, but we also get to come in order that our thirst will be quenched.
因为那么呢，来到神的那个圣城里面，当然我们到了圣城里面以后呢，我们会有很多的神的赐福降临在我们身上。同样呢，如果我们来到神那里呢，神呢应许我们凡渴了的，就会让他得饱足。
All of us are thirsty in life, but if we come to the Lord Jesus, we'll come to His banquet and our thirst.Will be quenched. What a marvelous truth.
所以我们所有的人呢，其实都是饥渴的。我们每个人呢，就是说，如果我们都接受主耶稣基督的邀请，去到他的宴席的话呢，我们的饥渴呢，都可以得到饱足。这是一个多么神奇的事。
But in the book of Luke, before we read of the story that we just considered, the story of the man with the banquet inviting his friends to the wedding or to his feast, we read three little stories about banquets.
因为在我们刚刚读到的那地，路加福音里面读到的，就是说呢，这些人呢，他们被邀请到去参加那个神的宴席的时候呢，我们读到个三个不同的故事。
Verses 2 to 6 in Luke 14 talk about the fact that there was a miraculous healing at the banquet.
所以呢，我们前面呢，就是读到的那前面路加福音14章的2到6节呢，是都，如果你去到那个宴席呢，那个有极大的那个治愈在那个宴席里。
The picture is that if we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we will find that he will heal us. There will be a healing as part of the banquet. Praise the Lord.
就是说呢，如果事实是，如果我们来到主耶稣基督这里呢，他会治愈我们。所以那个治愈呢，是那个宴席的一部分。感谢赞美主。
In verses 7 to 11 of chapter 14 of the book of Luke, we get a story about where to sit in the banquet.
然后呢，从那个路加福音第14章7到11节里呢，我们也读到了一个故事。这故事呢，就是说，当你去参加宴席的时候呢，你应该坐在什么位置？
And the teaching is all around the subject of humility. And when we come, we don't come to God's banquet because we're big shots. We come to the banquet because he invited us. And when we get there, we find that he treats us with a delightful respect. A humility is a characteristic of that banquet, but not pride.
所以呢，这里呢，这个故事所以讲到的都是要谦卑。我们被邀请去参加神的宴席呢，并不是说我们是个什么了不起的人物，我们是个大人物，而是呢，神呢邀请了我们。邀请了我们，当我们即使邀请去参加神的宴席的时候呢，我们要极大的谦卑自己。我们发现呢，神呢会以一种令我们非常欣慰的方式来对待我们。所以整个
And now verses 12 to 14 talk again about another banquet. And this is a banquet that you and I can be involved in. We could show hospitality to our contacts.
然后呢，就是第12节到第17节呢，讲到的另外一个故事。这个另外一个故事呢，也是讲到的呢，关于宴席的。这个宴席呢，是跟我们所有的人有关系的。所以呢，我们所有的人都可以去热情的去款待那些来参加宴席的人。Just
as God invites us to a banquet, we can be inviting others to a banquet. Again, we could show hospitality for the Lord, just as he shows hospitality to us.
因为我们就像是神邀请我们去参加宴席一样，我们也可以邀请其他的人来参加我们的宴席，这样呢，我们可以像神款待我们一样去款待其他的人，就像神呢，显示了他对我们的热情好客，我们也可以显示我们对其他人的那种热情好客。
So the story then that we started at the beginning, the story of this man calling all his friends to his banquet and they began to make excuse. That story ends with the fact that he goes out and he invites everyone to come to the banquet, not just his friends and his neighbors. He invites the strangers too. He says, I want you all to come to my banquet so that all the tables will be filled.
因为我们一开始读到的那个故事呢，就是神邀请他们去参加一个宴席呢，那些人都拒绝了。所以这个拒绝的产生的后果呢，就是神呢，他邀请了，他出去邀请了其他的所有的人，不光是他的朋友，他的亲戚，他喜欢的人。 而是邀请任何一个人，所以外面的任何一个人都可以来参加这样一个宴席。
So that's the wonderful story. God has reached out to you and me as a distant contact from the Bible and from the gospel. He has reached out to each of us and he says, I want you to come to my banquet too.
所以呢，这是一个美丽的故事，因为这样的一件事情呢，所以神呢，他来到了你我中间，他邀请了你我，因为我们和神之间呢，实际上是有远距离的，但是神呢，现在呢，因为他们那些人聚集，他来邀请你我，而且你我都去参加神的这个盛宴。
So when you get to chapter 15 in the book of Luke, you read about a man, a rich farmer who had two sons.
然后呢，我们来到路加福音第十五节，我们会读到呢一个那个农场主呢，他很有钱，他有两个儿子。
And the rich farmer, the one son came to his father one day and said, "Father, I want my inheritance now, please. I don't really want to, have to continue living with you in this nice house with all these banquets. I want to go my own way."
那这里呢，那个富有的农场主呢，他有两个儿子，其中一天的一个儿子呢，来到他父亲那边，他说，那父亲呢，把我的那份产业给我，因为我现在我不再想住在这个农场里面，不再想和你住在一起，不再想吃你的宴席了，我要自己出去，我要想干什么就干什么。
And so here's the story, verse 12 of chapter 15 of Luke.
这里呢，我们来读这样一个故事，在路加福音第十五章第十二节。
He says, the younger of them, Jesus is telling the story, the younger of them said to his father, Father,Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living.
第十二节说，小儿子的父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
And so verse 13, not many days after that, the younger son gathered all his money together.Took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living.
第十三节说，过了不多日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
The father was offering a continuous banquet to his son, and the son said, I don't want your banquet. I just want your money, and I will spend it on my pleasures, my riotous living.
因为这个父亲呢，他跟儿子说呢，我会继续给你提供所有的宴席，但是那个儿子就说呢，我不需要你的宴席，我需要你的钱。你把钱给我，我把钱拿去呢，我要挥霍浪费，我自己按照我自己的方式去发花。
There are four reasons now why people, didn't come. He said, I don't want your banquet. I like my banquet better. In my banquet, I can sin. I can do what I want. I don't have to worry about my father.
这是第四个原因，为什么当今的世界他不去参加神的宴席，因为那些人说呢，我不参加神的宴席呢，我想要参加我自己的宴席，在我自己的宴席呢，我愿意做什么做什么，我愿意犯罪就犯罪，我喜欢我的罪，所以我不想去参加神的宴席。
And tragically, that is the response of many today when they're invited.To come to the banquet that the Lord has for them, they say, no, thank you. I would rather go my own way and not have God looking over my shoulder and telling me I shouldn't be doing that.
一阵那个悲剧呢，就是当今世界我们所有很多人呢，也是利用这个理由不来到神殿里，因为他们说呢，我不去参加神的宴席，因为我想参加我自己的宴席。如果我去参加神的宴席呢，神会看着我，看着我就不能做我想做的事儿。所以呢，我宁愿是我参加我自己的宴席，而不去参加神的宴席，因为在我自己的宴席里，我想干嘛就干嘛。
And so you'll remember the story, those of you who've seen it before. And if not, I'll tell you, verse number 16 says, I better go back there. Verse 14 says, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want.
然后呢，后面这面的故发生的事情，你们大多数人可能都读到过，但是呢，我会再一次跟你读这个故事。第十四节说呢，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
Frankly, the banquet doesn't look as interesting when you're well fed as it does when you're very, very hungry. And this man began to be very, very hungry.
所以呢，坦率的说呢，当你的宴会结束以后呢，如果你打死灰以后呢，最终呢，你就会变成了饥饿。所以这个人呢，变得非常非常的饥饿。
He ran out of money. He ran out of friends. He ran out of food. And so, in verse number 17, we read, "When he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough?'" And to spare, and I perish with hunger.
因为这个人呢，他花光了所有的钱，也没有失去了所有的朋友，然后呢，他开始变得极其饥饿。所以在第十七节里面说呢，他醒悟过来，就说呢，我父亲有多少故宫口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
A lot of people say to God, I'm not interested in your banquet when they're full. But when they're hungry, sometimes they say, I was very foolish. I never should have said no to the banquet because, frankly, I don't have enough to eat now. I'm starving. I'm a miserable man.
因为大多数人当今的人呢，其实上他们呢，当他们饱足的时候呢，他们说他不想去神的宴席，但是当他们饥饿的时候呢，他们就会想起来，我是一个多么愚蠢的人呢，神邀请我到他那里去参加他的宴席，但我没去，但是我现在却饥饿，我是一个在苦难中间，我甚至吃不饱肚子。
So here's his response now. Verse 18 says, I will rise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Among other things, my sin was I didn't want your banquet. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.
第十八节呢，这就是这个人的反应。他说，我要起来到父那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你，从今以后不配为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。
And the wonderful story is that, as we read in the later verses, as he came back, his father saw him, his father forgave him, his father welcomed him, and had a banquet for him.
因为我们读到这个美丽的故事呢，是在后面。当他回到他的家里的时候呢，他的父亲看见了他。他父亲看见他呢，迎接他，把他接回家里呢，继续给他提供宴席。
And that's what the invitation of come to the banquet is all about today. The Lord Jesus has invited us to his banquet, and he wants us to return to him.
这就是今天我们所有的这些邀请我们来参加宴席的这个故事的意义，就主耶稣基督呢邀请我们所有的人呢都去参加他的盛宴，所以呢我们每个人呢都被邀请了，都应该去。
Some people say, I wonder if because of my sin, if I were to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, would you please welcome me to your banquet? I wonder whether he would say yes or not.
也就是说呢，因为我的罪很大，所以呢，我也犯了很多罪。如果我真的说回去呢，我说主啊，我要参加您的宴席，我不知道主当时呢，他会说让我参加了还是不让我参加。
Verse 20 says, and this son arose, came back to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion on him, ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him.
第二节就告诉我们，于是起来往他的父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲吻。
Verse 22, the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry.
第二十二节说呢，父亲就吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活的，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Well, frankly, that's a tremendous story. A lot of us have wandered away, have sinned, done all kinds of things we shouldn't, and disobeyed God, and God still says,Come on back. I want you to come to my banquet.
这是一个极其令人神奇、令人惊奇的事情。因为我们大多数人呢，我们其实都是偏行己路。我们自己呢，去做了很多的蠢事，去犯了很多的罪，背逆了神。那尽管这样，神仍然邀请我们来到他的宴席，神说：“你回来参加我的宴席。”
But the theme of the banquet.Goes on into chapter 16.
但这个宴席的主题呢，延续到第16章，六家福音。
And for sake of time, just briefly I'll tell you the story. There were two men that the story is all about.
因为时间的关系呢，我就只是告诉一下大家这个故事。这个故事里面呢，其实有两个人物。
Chapter 16, verse 19, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously, had a banquet every day.
In the 路加福音第十六章第十九节说，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
And he didn't care about the invitation to God's banquet.He had his own. He didn't care about God, and frankly, he didn't care about anybody else either.
因为他根本就不关心神邀请他去参加神的宴会，因为他自己有自己的宴会，因为他不关心神。坦率地说，他也不关心任何人。
And verse 20 says, there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores. So just outside the house,was this man every day begging, full of sores. Verse 21, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sore.
第二节说，又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放置在财主门口，要得财主桌上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。
And this man also had an excuse.For not going to God's banquet.
所以这个人呢，同样有一个借口，不去参加神的宴会。
He said, I don't need to go to God's banquet. I eat very well. And frankly, I don't care about even the beggar outside the door. I don't care about him either. I won't go to his banquet. Five different excuses. Number one, I've got a piece of ground. I've got aPlan for tomorrow. Number two, got to get somebody to help me work today. Number three, I married a wife and can't come. Number four, I'm going to go my own way. Number five, I don't care about anybody else.
实际上呢，这里面呢，就是说呢，这个人呢，其实他有这样一个借口，就是说呢，我不去参加什么宴席，我自己吃得很好，我也不关心其他所有的人。所以现在呢，我们有五个那个借口，第一个借口呢，就是说呢，我买了一块地， 第二个尽可能是我有事情要做，我要牲牛。第三个是我牺牲者。第四个呢，就是我要按照我自己的方式去生活。第五个呢，就是说呢，我不关心其他任何人。
What they all had in common was they didn't go to the banquet.
他们所有人的一个共同点呢，就是他们都不去参加神的宴会。
But the wise one was number four. He said, I know I'm hungry. I've got a big problem. I am going to swallow my pride and I am going back to my father so that I can enjoy his banquet.
但是那个第四个人呢，却是一个明智的人。第四个人呢说呢，我现在我很饿，所以呢，我要抛弃我的骄傲，我要回到的我父那里，因为父那里有圣宴，我要回去吃我父提供给我的圣宴。这个人是个聪明人。
So this rich man died. Chapter 16, verse 23 says, "In hell, this man lift up his eyes, being in torment." And saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
In the 第二三节第二七节说呢，那个有钱人呢在阴间受痛苦，并且远远地望着亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。第二十七节喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕呀，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来用指头尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里极度痛苦。
Do you think he wanted a banquet now?
你认为这个有钱人想要吃一个宴席吗？
He would have been happy not with a banquet. He would have been happy with a glass of water.
他现在如果他很容易满足，那不根本就不需要一个那个宴席，只是一杯水就能让他满足。
He would have been happy with just a drop of water. Not happy, but he would sure have liked a drop of water.
甚至呢，这个时候只要有一滴水。能够滴到他的嘴唇里面，他就人生幸福了。
It's easy to say, I don't need God's banquet today.
今天呢，我们很容易说，我们不需要神的宴席。
But what if you're really, really hungry and desperately thirsty tomorrow, and you will be if you don't trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
所以呢，如果那么说，如果明天呢，将来呢，或者说你极度的饥饿，你是极度的饥渴的时候，你如果不祈求主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，你的将来就会那样。
And the conversation was that Abraham could not give him any water. He couldn't get any help. Once a person has separated himself from God and gone to hell, he can't be like that prodigal son and just turn around and go back to God. When you're separated from God after death, there is no return.
现在我后面的谈话呢，就是说呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他给不了，甚至给不了他一滴水。一滴水呢，就是不像那个浪子那样，他回头以后呢，他可以回到呢他的父那里去。如果你一旦和神分离，那你下到地狱里去以后，你就和神永远分离了。你没有任何的方式，没有任何的方法，你再可以回到神那里。
And so the rich man now says in hell, he says, well, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my five brothers. I don't want my brothers to come to this terrible place.
然后呢，这里面这个有钱人呢，就跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，你把拉撒路派回去，去告诉我的五个弟兄，他们还在那里，我不想让他们来到这个可怕的地方。
And Abraham said to him, even if Lazarus, this man, this beggar who has died, even if he were to go back to your five brothers from the dead, they would not believe.
亚伯拉罕说，就算我让拉撒路从这里从死里复活回到你的那几个弟兄那里去呢，告诉他们仍然不信。
So I take it that these five brothers all lived in the same complex that the rich man lived in, and they all knew the bigger. And they basically, or the rich man said, if the beggar goes back to them and warns them not to come here, they will believe.
因为这个呢,其实呢,这里讲的,我认为他的几个弟兄呢,全是那个当时呢,处在同样的情况下,他们其实呢,当时呢,都知道,他们都知道那个,拉萨路,所以呢,如果像, 把拉萨路派回去的话,就跟他们讲的话呢,他们有可能会信。
Abraham said unto the man, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear him. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if some went to them from the dead, they will repent. And Abraham said to him, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though someone rise from the dead.
第二就是说呢,亚伯拉罕呢说呢,他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从,他说我主亚伯拉罕呢,不是的,若有一个从死里复活的,到他们那里去他们必悔改,亚伯拉罕说若不听从摩西和先知的话,就是有一个人从死里复活,他们也是不听劝的。
What is it that's going to persuade men and women today to come to the banquet? It's a good banquet. Why don't you come?
今天呢,有什么可以去说服人,男人,女人去参加那个宴席呢?是一个非常好丰盛的宴席,那么为什么你不去参加呢?
That which is going to persuade them to come is to listen to what the Bible says. This is the great persuasion that God gives us all.
因为那个能够说服他们去参加神的宴会的，就是当今呢，神呢给我们的所有的那个能够说服我们的那样的一本书去参加神的宴席。
Some people say, I'm not persuaded to come to the banquet now. What can you do to persuade them?
所以呢,如果有些人说呢,你说服不了,我今天去参加那个神的宴席,那么说呢,你可以做什么去说服他们呢?
Get them to read the Bible. Tell them what the Bible says. That is what is going to convince them. Miracles aren't going to do it. High salesmanship isn't going to do it. What is going to do it is the warnings, the teachings, the love of God from the Bible. Keep teaching them the Bible.
所以呢,这个呢,圣经能够说服他们。那个圣经里面呢,你教导他们去读圣经,因为圣经里面呢,所有的那些,所有的里面的那些警告,那些爱,那些所有的告诉他们的那些事,能够 警告他们,能够告诉他们,能够说服他们去参加神的宴席。
Believe the Bible. Receive the invitation to the banquet. Come to the banquet.
所以呢,相信圣经,接受神的邀请,来到神的宴席。
Well, that's all the time I have tonight. Let's pray.
所以呢,这是他今天要讲的所有的,我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your invitation.
所以主啊, 我们也感谢您的邀请。
Why you would invite us to your banquet, we find it hard to understand.
那么您为什么要邀请我们去, 参加您的宴会呢? 我们很难理解。
But the fact is, Lord, you have invited us.
事实上呢, 主啊, 您真的邀请了我们。
We pray that each of us will come.
我们祷告每一个人都会来。
And we pray, Lord, that we might be your spokesman so that others will come to your banquet to which they've been invited.
主要我们也祷告我们是您的发言人,我们可以向其他的人去告诉他们,所以他们也可以来参加这个宴会。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.